Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's Sif chapter of the laws of Isurim Mizbeach, which contains 11 halachas. Today's Sif is the last parak in Isurim Mizbeach, with tomorrow's Sif beginning the laws of Maisa Kabbanis. Rambam begins as follows, halacha Aleph. Leikol davar shein apostle mevi esel lechatchila. Just because something is not considered unfit for the altar, does that mean that you're allowed to bring it up lechatchila from the outset on the altar? Keter, now he gives an example. Hayachayev Eila, if a person was obligated to bring a burnt offering, where Yavi Ser Kochosh, Rechor, the Yema Rei Ein Beimum, a person should not bring a lamb which is lean, very skinny and ugly, and say that I'm bringing it up and there's nothing wrong, it has no blemish. While Zer Nema, and concerning such a person who would want to bring up such an animal, it says, Ba'ara Nechol V'Gemer, in Malachi 1:14, the Tanakh says, cursed is he that deals craftily, that he tries to do such tricks. But whoever brings up an offering should bring it from the best. And this is what was done in the days that when the temple was in existence. You would bring rams from Mayav, and umivim kvasim shagabein uchavim mechavin, and you would bring rams which had broad backs, which came from Chavin, and Mevim, Agolim, and Asharon, and you would bring calves from the valley of Sharon, the Gezlis, Mehar HaMelech, and doves you would take from the king's mountain, and Mevim, Yayin, Mikarachin, V'chalutin, and wine was brought from Karachin and Chalutin, these were places, the Selis, Mimichmash, V'yachna, and fine flour was brought from Michmas and Yachna, and Mevim, Shemen, Mitkoa, and the oil was brought from Tekoa. All fresh wood was kosher to be used as the maracha when they made the eitz maracha on the mizbeach. You could use any wood, new wood. However, they would not bring the wood from olive or from vines. Why? Shum yishuv eretz yisrael. Because in order that it shouldn't ruin the yishuv eretz yisrael. So then what trees would they bring? So he says, they would bring fig trees, which the branch of fig tree which grew in a forest, and it wasn't in a settled area, so you weren't ruining the trees in the where people lived. Or else they would bring nut trees and pine trees. Now the Rambam says that the logs which Mesha made for the altar, Amma Orkin, they were one Amma length, but Amma Rachman one Amma wide, but Avian ke Machek Kodesh. And the width of it, it was as thick as the level which is of a heaped saw. So Kameshan Esamadeus. And this is how it was done in all the generations afterwards. The Ketzer Hayu Esam Bezriyas Chiti Amenachas Anasachim. Now he says, what procedure was followed in sowing the wheat for the meal offering and the drink offering? What they would do is the first year, one half of the field was plowed, and you would plant the other half. The second year, you would plow the field that you planted in the first year, and you would plant the other one that you plowed in the previous year, 70 days before Pesach. In Loi Haisa Sada Avuda. However, if the field was not worked over, Cheresh V'Shein Avachakach Zereyeh. So then, first you would plow it once and then again, and then you would plant it. Ubera Achitim Yofa Yofa Avachakach Sofas Achitim. And then you would winnow the wheat very carefully. And Ubayit Ben Harba Archie is Kalfu. And you would beat them until you had peeled the husks off. Kol achitim shalmenachas tunas shleish meis shifa v'chamesh meis bita. Every wheat, all wheat that was used for the meal offering, you had to rub it 300 times and beat it 500 times. How? Shaf achas, you would rub it once and beit shtayim, beat it twice. Shaf shtayim, you would rub it twice or beit shalosh and beat it three times. Nimtza shalosh shifa v'chamesh bita. So it came out, 1 plus 2 was 3 rubbings, and 2 plus 3 was 5 beatings. וחזר חלילה עד שיגמר שלוש מאי סיפה וחמש מאי סביטה כדי שיזכרפה הרבה. And you continue this process until you had 300 rubbings and 500 beatings in order that the wheat, the husk should completely come off. וחזר עבוב הלכה בשיפה אחת והחמר. And the motion going front and back would be counted only as one rubbing, in order that it should be more stringent, that you'd end up doing much, rubbing it a lot more. And afterwards it would be grounded and sifted thoroughly. Hayayin maybe another mina raglius. Now he goes into how you prepare the wine. Grapes would be taken from low-lying vines, or from vineyards which were tilled twice a year. The derech were kainsenes and bechavis ktanis, and then they were pressed and the wine was put in small jars. And the jars were not stored one by one or in twos, but rather in groups of threes. And you would not fill the jar up to the brim till the top, in order that the smell should spread out. And the wine was not taken from the mouth of the jar, the top of the jar, because of the scum that rises to the surface, and also and not from the bottom of the jar, because of the sediment that settles there. But rather it was taken from the third part, which was from the middle of the middle. That which the Rambam says from the middle of the middle, we have to understand exactly what he means, because the top third you don't want from the top of the jar, from the bottom third also. Why can't you just take from the whole middle? There's different guesses exactly if it means umem tzorah. He's explaining on the previous thing where he said alam ishlisha. Also the Lecha Mishnah explains that which the Rambam said, that you have not one jar, you don't store it one, but two, and not two, but three. So this way the middle one would be very good, because it would be closed from on top and on bottom. Now he explains in the next halacha that how would you get the wine out of the middle? You would put a hole in the middle of the pitcher. And then Haya Gizba Yeshiv, the treasurer of the temple, would sit, Vayayin Yetzim in a neck of Shabtzad HaChavis, and he would watch the wine flowing out of the hole on the side of the pitcher. Kivin Shia Shina Shmar Maskal Lotzit. As soon as he saw a change in the wine due to the sediment, to them, Pesach Bein Alekech, he stopped taking wine from that jar. Maybe say maybe. Now he asks, from when could the wine be offered on the Mizbeach? 40 days after the pressing of the grapes. Ad shtei shanim, until 2 years. A year somewhat, or a little more. V'mhevi yayin yashim kama shanim. If a person brought wine which was many years old, hareza kosher, it is still kosher. V'hushva yisatayma, providing that it did not yet lose its taste. Halacha 8, now the Rambam goes into the different ways that they prepared the oil. Tishi minim b'shemen, there were 9 different types of oil. Mipnei shini maisa, depending on the way you prepared it. Kei said how? Zayis shagirgrei b'resha zayis, uveirei achas echos, v'keiste v'nosne l'sal. If the olives were picked out from the top of the tree one by one, and then you pounded them and you placed them in a basket, so then Hashem and Shiotim Menhu Arishim, the oil that would come out of such an olive would be the best type. That's the first kind. Chazer Akakach Utonei Bakera, if the same olives were then pressed under the beam, so then Hashem and Shiotim Menhu Arishim, the olives that come out of, the oil that came out of it was considered the second kind. Vim Chazer Akash Utonei Utochnei Vitonei Shniya, Hashem and Shiotim Menhu Shlishi. If the same olives were ground and pressed again, then they were considered the third kind. Zeishim shemoskin kulam berbuvia vehelam magag vechazu bergage gage vekeshim nusin l'sal. What happens if you gathered all the olives together, not one by one, and you brought them up to the roof, and then each olive was picked out and you pounded them into the basket? The oil that came, Ayashem and Shetzman Huavi, is the fourth kind. And if later on they were pressed under the beam, so then the oil which came from them was considered the fifth kind. If you went and ground them and pressed them a second time, then the oil that came out was the sixth. What happens if the olives were gathered and they were packed in the house? Not in the previous case, you brought them straight onto the roof. Here you packed them in the house until they changed colors. And then you brought them on the roof to dry. And then you pounded them and put them in the basket. The oil that comes out of the seventh kind. Then you went and put them under the press. The oil that comes out of the beam after it was put under the beam is the eighth. If you went and ground them and pressed them a second time, then the oil that came out is Hatsi, the ninth kind. Although all these nine kinds were kosher for a meal offering, a recent aim of Milam Imanu. V'achav Hasheni V'aravi. So he says, now he goes into the list of what are more superior, what's better type of oil. So he says, there's nothing more superior to the first kind. Next came the second and fourth kind, both being equal same. Although he was enumerating 1 to 9, he didn't mean to say that in order of the best. In actuality, the first one is the best. However, the next best is the second and fourth. V'achreim ha'shvishi v'achmishi, afterwards comes the third and the fifth. V'ashvi and the seventh. V'shvasim shavim, all three of them are equally just as good. V'achreim, and the fourth best is the shishi and shmini, the sixth and the eighth kinds. V'shneim shavim, they're also both similar. But she ain't the matamenu. The lowest quality, the most inferior, is the ninth kind. Ain't kosher l'menere ala rishon. That although he had just mentioned that for a menachas, for a meal offering, all of them are kosher. However, for the menere, only the first, the reviru shvi, only the first, fourth, and seventh are kosher. So it comes out the first, fourth, and seventh is each one the highest level in the first three. One was the highest, and then you had the fourth, which was equal to the second, which was the second level, but it's also the first degree in it. What does he mean? That in the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and the eighth and the ninth, so then later on you had gone and you had pressed them under a beam. That's not considered Ketisha. Only in the first, fourth, and seventh case does it go into the category of Kosis, which is beaten for the, and that's what the Torah says, kasas lamar, that has to be beaten oil, and kasher l'menera ala yetim nekotash bavad, only such type of oil is kasher, alam nachas kulung shem, however for menachas, all nine types were kasher. Last halacha in this parak, and the last halacha in the surim is beyach, u'me'achash kulung shem l'menachas l'menim, being all nine kinds are kasher for meal offerings, so why did the chachamim make different ranks, so first, second, through ninth? In order that a person should know what was the very best, what was equal in value, what was the least in value. A person who wants to earn a merit for himself, he should bend and he should hold back his yetzer, his evil inclination, which wants to be stingy, but rather he should have a broad, open hand, and he should bring his sacrifice from the best, the choices of that species that he's bringing. The Torah says, in Bereishis 4:4, it says that Hevel brought from the first of his flocks and of the fat thereof, and Hashem listened to Hevel and his offering, and he accepted it. Because he brought the best of what he had. This is this principle applies to everything that you're giving to Hashem, that should be from the finest and the best. In Barnabas Tefillah, if you build a house for prayer, a shul, yinami base, shivas, it should be nicer than the house that you dwell in. Hechel Rav, if a person gives food to somebody who is hungry, he should give him from the best and the sweetest of his table. Kisa Aram, if he's clothing somebody who is naked, he should give him the best of his clothing. Higdish Dava, if he consecrates something to the temple, he should consecrate from the best of his possessions. And this is what the Torah says in Vayikra 3:16, Kol Chelav Hashem V'Gemer, that all the fat is the Lord's, and chelav also meaning the choices. Whatever a person's giving, he should give the choices of that to Hashem.